ABS to go down
Okay.
down.
Today's Irish Bailey to Chaim Luz Rishon Ari Moshe Neil Rifkin Mas Moshe Zuri Sro Menachem Er Moshe Bisus for Shleim Chaim Moshe Mamalki Anis Ben Sarim Ben Brach Bas Sarim Malka Lapri Yitzchak Ben Feigel Dina Bisus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding in middle of Simen Reish Hey. Yeah, well, hopefully, let's see if we can finish up the Simen today. Middle of Simen Reish Hey, Siv Gimel. Continuing on over here with the Birchas HaPeres, Birchas Yerakos. Says the Machaber Siv Gimel, Schaton, if you squeeze them, okay? Einem Mevarach Aleis HaMashke El Shehakel. We're talking about you squeezed it and only Mashke came out. We'll see what the Halach is L'maisa. But the Mechaber says that you make a shahakal on fruit juice or vegetable juice. Says the L'chaira, till now we just said that cook vegetables that you cooked in the water gets elevated to a hadama. Here, you squeezed out the actual juice of these vegetables and it becomes a shahakal. So the Mishmaru explains why. When it comes to vegetables, you get a greater flavor in the water than you get from the actual liquid that you squeeze out of it. L'chein, afilim b'perish adarkel mischatini gam kem birchas shahakel, the brachas shahakel. V'afilim kitoshan, even if you pulverize them, if you crush them, nami dina hachi. Now, if you pulverize and you crush them, we're talking about over here, we're talking about that you crush them and you're drinking only the juice, not the pulp that you crushed. The pulp that you crushed depends on the situation, but if it still looks like the pera, it would still have the bracha of the pera, possibly. It's a shaila. That's why applesauce, we said, is problematic and things like that. Definitely an apple sauce that's pieces. Now, interestingly, and just to remind everybody, as we mentioned previously, this according to many, this halacha that the juice becomes a shahaka is the rove of the peris that are grown are not grown to squeeze out the juice, but grown to eat the vegetables or the fruit. But if rove of that particular pera is grown to make juice, according to the Chazanish and some others, it would actually retain an eitz. The Chazanish writes that orange juice, especially since the way they crush it in the factories, they crush it with all the pulp and everything in it, and it either gets ground up so it's not noticeable, or you actually have the juice with the pulp, or they sift it out, but it's those oranges that are used for juice are grown specifically for juice. So according to Chazon Ish, that orange juice is actually eitz. L'maisa, many of the Paiskim disagree with him, and therefore our minig is to actually make a shahakal on it. But over here, this is not a raya from over here, this sif, because over here we're talking about fruit that is generally not grown for the liquid. Says the Mechaber Siv Dalet. Chatochel l'chatiches katanis, you took vegetables and you cut them up into tiny small pieces. Loi nishtanis v'rechosin, it doesn't change the bracha mekach because you cut it up. Says the Mishnah Berurah. L'chatiches katanis, the very small people, very small pieces. Kevin shenikar adayin tar, and since they still look exactly like the vegetable, but surasan b'miksas, and they just looks like a piece of the vegetable. Vayelah simmerage basiv zayim b'magen avram sif katan yudches l'kam b'simmerage ches sif katan lamed ches mishabura. There we talk about in when it's cut into where it loses its tzura. So for example, the classic case, we are almost holding by Purim. On Purim we have to start learning about Pesach. So the macaroons, at least historically, macaroons was made from coconut, which was ground up coconut. So if you would just read this as Pasha Pshat, those macaroons would be a Bayer Peretz, but it's not the case. Since over there in those cases, it's Avdan Tsuras and it no longer looks like coconut. And you know, the same thing when you make cake or other stuff on Pesach out of potato starch, as we mentioned, there it no longer looks like the potatoes, and therefore those cookies are a shahako. Even if before you cut up was Adama or Bar Pietz, it keeps the original bracha. What about if you have ground up sesame seed, which is, and here we don't eat it much, but the Sfaradim I think eat it, and the Eretz Yisrael, it's definitely a food. You ground up sesame, nishtanish b'chasim pri Adama, becomes a l'shahakel, becomes a shahakel, nishain tzeros, and the karen alayim, because it no longer has the tzura. V'das haven oiza, the filotachanam evarach bar pri Adama, and it remains a bar pri Adama, in loy sha'asim ha'mashka, unless you squeeze it to the point that it became a liquid. The oz b'chas a shahakel, then it would be a shahakel. So lamaisa ground up sesame seeds, if you would be eating it plain, there's a machloikus over here between the Magen Avraham and the Evan HaOizah, whether it's a shahakel or it's a bayir pri adama v'hu b'shari tshuva, it's both down the shari tshuva. So since it's a shaila, lamaisa we would make a shahakel. However, many write it would be better to avoid it and eat it during the meal. The same thing would be, I think halava is made from sesame seeds, if I'm not mistaken, right? So there would be, so there, l'chayra doesn't look at all like the sesame seeds anymore. L'chayra, it is a shahakel. Says the Mechaber, Sif, hey, halefes, turnips, shehu chai, when they're raw, mevarach alav shahakel, you make a shahakel. So let's wait until we finish, until we see l'maisa. Avimu mevushal, if you cook it, I kavish b'chaymit, so you pickle it. I b'chard l'ol mustard bar priyadama. So it's a bar priyadama. So certainly pickled turnips are bar priyadama because that's a common way to eat it. Lamaisa, what is the halacha today? So let's see mishabru first. Halefes shuchai. Halefes toiv yosem mevushal mechai. It's better when it is eaten raw over. Cooked than raw. The lefes humasha anu karim mayrin. It's what we call mayrin, which is carrots. Okay, v'riven, and which is lefes, which is turnips. So according to this right now, if you ate a raw carrot or raw turnip, you'd have to make a shahakel, according to at least what so far what the Mechamish Ru says. He's not so certain about this. That they hold that even a carrot, even when it's raw, should be a bayra pri hadama. But I am a chayy adam. Look in the chayy adam. Shekasev the tali im derech b'nei adam ba'osim makam la'achlan chay. It's tali an hour. In what's the meaning in that makam? As we learned through the entire sugya of brachas over here, although the mechaber or the mishabrua tells us halacha, that has to do with how they ate that particular item in their medina, in their city. However, if in your city they do eat it raw, it would be a hadam ba'ayim nishbas adam sheherech b'zeh. So just I'll read to you over here. Lamaisa kasev b'shalos the chuba segris meisher Ramesha fanksins itzal right shekiven shaderech bazmeni lechlas agezek shuchai. We eat carrots that are raw. Mevarchan al bayir priadama. It would be a bayir priadama. Ben kashu chai, whether they are raw, ben kashu mevushal, or they are cooked. V'chein ha'goyin ha'ira goyin revozna v'hoisef shu adin legabi kolarabi. Right. So I don't know how many of you eat raw kolarabi, but me as a kid. My mother would cut it up into wedges and we would eat kohlrabi raw. It happens to be very good. Sometimes I eat it now too. And then I feel the heartburn for the rest of the week. Sheregilim is manenu lechach shuchai. We do eat it raw and therefore all these vegetables would be, no, we used to eat kohlrabi all year round, not just on Pesach. But for those of you who don't eat unpeeled vegetables on Pesach, you call me after the shir, and I will send you over a delicious kohlrabi coleslaw salad, since we don't eat cabbage on Pesach, by us that don't eat peel. But that's, we'll get to that closer to Pesach. Okay, let's start Simon Reshvav. We'll see how far we get. Din hefsik v'tos b'birchas ha-peris. Berach ha-peris ha-ilam bayir pri adama, if on a fruit tree, on a fruit from a tree, which is supposed to be a bayir pri ha-eitz, you make a bayir pri adama, you are yotza. But if let's say I went ahead and I took a piece of watermelon and I didn't know that it grows from the ground and I made a bayir pri ha'eitz, lo yotza, you are not yotza. Hilkach, im hu misupik b'pri, if you're not sure, im hu pri ha'eitz or pri adama, mevarach bayir pri adama, and you make a bayir pri adama, v'ahakol, im amash ha'akol, in every case if you said it, yotza. V'afila al pas v'yayin, even if I went ahead and by mistake I made a shahakol on bread, and I made a shahakel on wine, I am yaitza, which therefore I would not make a new bracha. So this is very, very important, right? That if I, when of course, as and we're not going to have to repeat it, keep on repeating it, but of course, when it's a suffix, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to make a shahakel because I'm a suffix. You got to learn the halacha, unless there's machloikis and the psak is a shahakel. But here is different. I made a mistake. I made the wrong bracha. So I sat down, and by mistake, I wasn't concentrating. We should be concentrating on our brachas, but I wasn't concentrating. And I took a piece of bread, I made a shahakel, and I ate it. I was yotz, and therefore I don't make a new bracha. Now, if I went ahead and I sat down with the cucumber, and I made a Bayer Pri Eitz, I wasn't Yotze. I would have to make another bracha in order to be able to eat it. So the order, the lowest order, Chahakol, you technically Yotze for everything. Hadama, you Yotze for vegetables and fruit, and a Eitz is only fruit. So if you went by mistake downwards, right? So on a Eitz, you made Hadama, you don't have to make another bracha. But the other way around, I made a Hadama on a Shahakal, or I made a Eitz on a Hadama, I would have to make another bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Berach hoyo v'ikke ilin hum in arts. Why does Hadama work for tree? Because the tree also comes for Hadama. V'leishika b'bechasa, you didn't lie. V'afila hezid b'zeh. Even if you did this intentionally, you were yaitza. Al pri Hadama, v'afila sheperis g'deon ala Eitz. Ach she'ena Eitz miskayim b'chayruf, lo yaitza. So if I went ahead, and as we learned the halacha, there's certain fruit that the tree does not survive the whole year, right? The tree dies and a new tree grows the next year. So we said those things are Hadama. So Mishnah Berurah is telling us those are not Hadama misafik. Those are Hadama me ikar adin. So if on that kind of tree I went ahead and I made a ha'etz, I would not be yaitza. Because the elbasim reish gimel bagar, as we said earlier, lo yaitza kasam agan avram. The oisim peris hagadelim ala ilan. Those fruit that grow on a tree, umavarach pri adama mishum deloy nigma pri. Let's say you had, remember we learned early on, we had certain cases that if I went ahead and I ate certain fruit prior to them, let's say grapes that were below a certain level. So therefore, since they were below a certain level, I made the halacha was you make a hadama on them, not a ha'etz. Okay? So we have this fruit that if it was fully grown, it would be a ha'etz. Now that it's partially grown, it's hadama, and I made a hadama. Or they grow on a tree. Let's say we said the caper bush. The caper bush had three different things that we can eat from it. We had the ikka fruit, that was our eitz. The other ones, even though they grew on a tree, but since it's not the ikka reason the tree was grown, you make on those things a hadama. Okay? They'll be simmerage base, siv base, siv up. In Berech, by your pre-eitz, yatzah. So in that case, even though the bracha is hadama, the reason the bracha is hadama is because they're a step down. They're not fully ripened. They're not the ikka thing. But lamaisa, they do grow on a tree. So since lamaisa, they do grow on a tree, in that case, if I made an eitz, I am yotzah. Even a kapana min eitzu, because it does come from a tree. V'chein, and so too. Let's say we had a vegetable that's better cooked than raw. Shadina levar shahakuk shoychin chayim. So if I ate a zucchini raw, right? So we said a zucchini is good cooked. So cooked, it's adama. Raw, it's a shahakuk. In berach barapri adama yatsa. But there, in that case, if I made adama, I am yatsa. So what's the common denominator? Is that I wasn't meshaker in my bracha. I didn't lie in my bracha. Since I didn't lie in my bracha, I was yaitza. So when it's a lie in the bracha, I made a eitz on a hadama, on a true hadama, on something that grows in the tree. So my bracha is incorrect. I have to make a new bracha. When I was supposed to make a hadama, I was supposed to make a shahakal, but it wasn't a lie. Let's say I was supposed to make a hadama, but a lamaisa grows on a tree, and I made a eitz, then I am yaitza, because lamaisa, the bracha, wasn't a lie. Imu pri eitz, v'chein kshu safik mitzad adin. Repeats himself again. If the reason you have a suffix is because you didn't learn, that's not it. Go learn. Go ask a shayla. Imam a shahakel. So then we said that on anything if you made a shahakel, b'chozad the yevid. Of course, that's for the yevid. You have to make the bracha that is appropriate to him. Vafilu, he said over here. Vafilu al pas v'yayin. Right, so loyma afshem dvarim chashuvim, even though they are very chashuv, lemaisa, you have to you do not have to make another bracha. Now, one thing important he brings down over here, right? So we said that if I make a bracha on wine, and I made a shahakol, I was supposed to make a bar priyagof, and I made a shahakol, and I didn't, by mistake, I was yotza. What happens when I'm being yotza somebody else kiddush? Okay, so I'm just going to read to you over here. Oisa kiddush la'atzmi l'chem. He's making kiddush for himself and others, and the other people are going to be yaitza with his bracha. Ubirich ala yayin shahakol. You went ahead and you made on the yayin a shahakol. Kosva garam shleim zama norbach. She'ein hashem tzicha lachzal levarach b'ichas bayir priyagofen. They don't have to make a new bayir priyagofen. Ve'ein oimer shabot la'shlichas ma'ach she'ein emroitza bracha shavad yavid. You can't say that lamaisa, he was the shlich to make kiddush, but when they made him a shlich, what did they do? They want him to make kiddush properly, right? He says no. What happens if he was making Kiddush only for others? He himself wasn't making Kiddush himself. They said, can you be Yaitzos? But then, of course, they were Yaitzos. Yechavnu she'em b'dat the lot says brachotim and it's rechem lachash l'ma shabir chetiya brachos amavar l'matol as yechem lach savakarot. The eitzah is if you hear the guy making a shahakel, you can have in mind right away. I don't want to be yaitza at that moment. Soon says shahakel, I don't want to be yaitza with his bracha, and then you would not be included in his kiddush, and then you'd be able to go make a bracha properly. Okay, very important halachas, and we will stop over here. And Im Yetzeh Hashem, we will continue on Monday.